Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, hundreds of people slept outside last night to raise funds and awareness for Focus Ireland. The annual Shine a Light Sleep Out event is a crucial part of the charity's fundraising for homeless services. I'm generally a participant at this event. I think I've slept out nearly over the last 10 years. I think I've done most of them. And the only reason I couldn't do it last night is because we were down here in Enniscorthy with our show open for business. So we had to get a deputy in, so and no better man than our prime reporter from News Talk, Josh Crosby. He's been out and about throughout the night, meeting those who are taking part in this wonderful initiative, and he joins me now on the line. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Bobby.
You must be fairly knackered, are you?
Well, look, I'm a little bit tired now, I must say. But look, as you know, this event only gives people, I suppose, a tiny, tiny glimmer of what those who are homeless are going through day in, day out. The whole idea is for people who are fortunate, lucky enough to have a comfortable home, to put their backs on the cold ground. And look, even though it's only for a few hours, what I could take away from it, definitely it makes everyone appreciate what they have in life and can take for granted at times. There were over 1,000 people at over 100 different sleep outs right across the country. And I just checked the amount now raised just before coming on air. And it's currently at almost €880,000. Focus Ireland has a goal of raising 1.4 million, but it's still ongoing and people can donate at focusireland.ie. There were business leaders events on at TU Dublin in Grange Gorman and Cork City Jail. There was also a workplace sleep out at the Leinster Cricket Club. And these are used as a way, I suppose, for companies to get involved and spread awareness throughout the business. I started off my night out at the Grange Gorman campus where I met with the CEO of Focus Ireland, Pat Dennigan, and the director of Bord Gáis Energy, Dave Kirwan. They both say it's a unique way of creating awareness.
This is our biggest one, our biggest single one here, a business leader event here in Grange Gorman and TU Dublin. We're absolutely delighted the way it's going. We're coming into an election season. We're very, very conscious, as other people should be, that we've very specific asks for to try and deal with the homelessness crisis in this country. And we'd like our supporters to come out and use this time to promote the issue.
What's the demand like on your services now? And I suppose, what will these funds allow you to provide?
For the calendar year 2023, 18,000 people engaged with us. That was up from 16,000 the year before. One of our premier services in the coffee shop in Temple Bar in Eustace Street. The coffee shop in Temple Bar has seen more people in the first 9 months of 2024 than they did in the full year last year. But there are really tangible, concrete things that government and policymakers could do to help this crisis.
Like what?
Like what? Like prioritising people who are homeless for the homes that do come on stream. There's 32,000 homes will come on stream this year. About 9,000 of them will be social housing. Not enough of them are single one-bedded homes, and not enough of them are four-bed large family homes, because both of those segments of the community are being left behind in homelessness.
I'm Dave Kirwan, Managing Director of Bord Gáis Energy.
And having the connection there to Focus Ireland, what do events like Shine a Light kind of instill among staff?
There's a real sense of camaraderie and ownership. Like, we've 60 people sleeping out around the country. We use it as well and encourage our staff to tell the story of what's going on and to spread the word.
And where we are tonight, there are people from all sectors. Why is it important that business leaders get involved? And I suppose there's a little bit of networking going on at the same time, but why is it important that, I suppose, those at the top of a company sleep out as well?
I think it's hugely important because business leaders have an audience, and we have the opportunity to join Focus Ireland saying we don't have to have homelessness in Ireland. We can end it if we really want to. And the other thing too is I would always encourage business leaders to do what we do and to say, not just give Focus Ireland some fundraising at the end of a year, but say to them, for the next 3 years, we're going to give you a guaranteed fund.
Managing Director of Bord Gáis Energy there, Dave Kirwan. I know from previous events that they've also talks and documentary screenings at some of the events. Did you meet any of the Focus Ireland service users themselves, Josh?
Yes, Bobby. So no matter what kind of report I'm working on, the person who makes the most impact is the person with the lived experience, who's affected by an issue, no matter what it is. And we know there are over 14,400 people homeless, including over 4,000 children. Last night, the groups at these network events, they were split up to discuss different issues linked to the causes and impact of homelessness. Focus Ireland also has ambassadors who are kind enough, it has to be said, kind enough to share their own stories and talk openly about their situations. Last night I met with James Flanagan. James is only 20, but when he was 3 years of age, he was living in cars and staying wherever they could find. But it was through Focus Ireland that he and his mother ended up getting a home, and the charity was able to provide support to get him back into education. James says he knows firsthand how the donations raised can help people in need.
Growing up, we were sleeping rough, we were sleeping out of cars, we were sleeping in hostels, we were sometimes sleeping like out on the street. It was a very hard time, but thanks to Focus Ireland, they gave me a house at the age of 4. I could actually build my foundation with my mother, because obviously being so young, you don't know the environment around you.
How did Focus Ireland change your life? You were saying there that you went into education.
Yeah, so they changed my life, not just by giving me a foundation, but by giving me support. They had key workers. From there, I just strived. I left school at 15, because school, it just wasn't for me. It wasn't made for me. So I left that, and then I moved on to further education with training courses, non-mainstream skills. I got into welding. I fully qualified in welding. Then I moved on to Intel, became a supervisor in Intel. And finally, I left that and went on further education to either become an entrepreneur or build my whole career further.
So. Fair play, fair play. So what's next? What's next for James Flanagan?
So the big next thing is having a proper ground to stand on, a proper platform, so I can really share my story. Because obviously now with all the stuff I'm doing and sharing my story, it's great. But I want to really get to the deep roots of it and help people. Like, I want to see the people that I'm helping and kind of build my own sort of foundation to help other people. Like, obviously they have Focus Ireland and other places, but I want to kind of build my own one with my own success, so hopefully. Yeah.
And you've seen firsthand, I suppose, the work on the ground and what it can provide.
Yeah, I've seen it, not just from obviously being in my own skills, and when I went to non-mainstream, there's a lot of people who grew up the same way as me, probably worse, and I want to kind of help more people to understand that. And with Focus, I'm doing that. I have the voice to preach it, basically.
James Flanagan is from the Lived Experience Ambassador Programme with Focus Ireland. It's great to see such a positive outcome from the supports provided by Focus Ireland. Did you speak to any of those who slept out in the cold? Because it was a cold night, Josh. How are they feeling this morning?
Yes, I did, Bobby. So I mentioned there were over 100 events taking place from back gardens to schoolyards. Communities have come together for the Shine a Light fundraiser. I went down to the Leinster Cricket Club bright and early this morning, just after 5 a.m, and they had record numbers of people sleeping out there. There were over 100 people, and they were already starting to rise at 5, and you couldn't blame them. It was bitter cold, the dew was on the grass, and I believe it was even colder further south of the country, with temperatures dropping to around 2 degrees in Cork. So winter is fast approaching us, Bobby. To get a feel for what it was like for those taking part, I met with these early risers at Leinster Cricket Club. First up is Teresa O'Carroll, who says she's been taking part for the past 3 years and that it really makes you appreciate the security of home.
First year, it was dry until about 1 o'clock in the morning, and then it absolutely lashed all night. So that gave us the real experience. And that was actually probably something that's made me do it year on year, because it really hits you that, you know, we were frozen, wet, and we went home and had a shower and got into bed. And you're thinking that, you know, people that are living out rough, you know, what do they do for the rest of the day? They're hanging around places, hanging around town, hanging around shops. They've nowhere to go in and, you know, get warm, dry clothes, anything like that.
A bit colder than last year, so it is, but it was a good experience.
And were you able to get some shut eye at all, or?
I did, yeah. I got a couple of hours sleep there throughout the night, so I did.
And why did you do it? Why did you take part?
Try and do a wee bit there for charity. Like to do wee bits and pieces, so that's why I done. Just do my bit, I suppose, to try and help homelessness.
This is Ishita, and this is my second year taking part in the sleep out here.
And how did you find it? I see you have a cup of tea in your hand to warm up.
It's very, very cold. Yeah, it was very good. It's very well arranged, thanks to the team. It's been a great night out, and yeah, it's been very safe, good, and you kind of understand where the homeless are coming from.
It's my first time doing it, and even few nights before today, I actually realised how cold it is. I actually start worrying, is it going to be raining? Is it not going to be raining? And then I realised, my God, if I wouldn't have a bed, what would I do? So it is, I would say, mind-changing
experience. It makes you appreciate the comforts of home.
Absolutely. I think we should be grateful for what we have.
And what do you take away from doing something like this?
I got up there once or twice in the night, but I just got up this morning and you could feel the dew on the ground and the dampness. It's like, how do people do this every night? It's just impossible to even comprehend. It's brutal. And this is a good night. You know, if it's freezing cold, snow and raining, I don't know how people do it. It really does make you think.
Some of the many people taking part in the Focus Ireland Shine a Light Sleep Out. And I remember well, I think it might have been 4 years ago, outside the Christchurch Cathedral, and it lashed rain. And the difference that year when it rained and we were wet and soaking wet, and we went into work the next morning, still free. And I just thought, as that last contributor said there, you know, this is only one night. Imagine doing that 365 nights. So thanks to Josh. Thanks to all the people at Focus Ireland. And every donation, big or small, helps Focus Ireland continue its crucial work to help those experiencing homelessness. You can help by donating at focusireland.ie.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.